live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where I want to hear about everyone's life out there. And, of course, I'm here to share some of my amazing guests that we have on our show. I am so excited to share all the guests. I do want to remind everyone that you can stream our show. Go to kvta.com, or you can listen live on the radio. But after, if you miss any part of our show, you go to my podcast and download our podcast. And definitely leave us a little note to who you are. So you can find that on everywhere. Apple, iHeart, Stitcher, you name it, we're there. And that is the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you have something that you want to share on our show, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. I always start my show with something uplifting. Time flies, and good news, you are the pilot of your own life. And so we have to take control of our life. Every single day is like a flash of a new start. So please make sure that you are flying your own life and being your own pilot. With that, the most wonderful time of the year, but not for everyone. And that is really the case for those living with depression who may be struggling this season with mental health and mental illnesses as a growing crisis in America that has been compounded by the pandemic. Joining me is Dr. Trivedi, and he's going to be talking to us about mental health and the resources available to help us. Dr. Trivedi, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Although this season can be joyous, a time of year for many people, but for those battling depression, it can be really difficult. Talk to us about that. What are some of your suggestions and a little bit about yourself?
So I think one way to think about it is depression is a common illness. It's a brain disorder that is common. About 19 million people in the United States experience depression at some point. And therefore, it is not surprising that it is seen by primary care physicians, by mental health specialists, et cetera. The issue is that during this period of, especially post-pandemic, people with depression experience even more stressors, and therefore this period time of the year becomes harder. There are people around them are trying to get together, etc., and people who have depression find it much more stressful. The best way to think about it is if you are experiencing any of the symptoms or you're questioning whether you need to get treatment, you should go and talk to your primary care physician immediately.
And is it because there's a lot of added problems right now, meaning maybe you're expected to buy gifts, expected to see family. A lot of people, when you go back into that family tradition, you slip back into a role that maybe you've worked so hard to get out of. So are those kind of things that really throw people back into battling depression?
I think what ends up happening is people who are experiencing depression and symptoms find it harder, right? It is like a higher mountain to climb. If you are making decisions about getting gifts and making sure that you're planning for the holidays, it is always something that requires work for people. But if they have depression, then it's harder. Your hurdle to overcome that becomes harder. And so therefore, it is again an important point to keep in mind and get treated so that you can manage it.
And if someone does have depression, what kind of treatment can they expect to receive from their doctor?
So the good news is depression is treatable, and there are many treatments available, medications of various kinds, therapies of many kinds like cognitive therapy, behavior therapy. There is also exercise as a treatment. There is repeated transcranial magnetic stimulation. All of these are available at the disposal of the primary care physician or the mental health provider. So you should discuss with them what is your best treatment. And once you start that, you should monitor how you're doing. you should monitor how you're doing, because your goal should be that you get well.
Okay. And what are some signs and symptoms people should be aware of that would indicate that they should seek out help?
So when these symptoms are present together, like feeling down or dull, or like we talked about, you cannot make decisions easily. You cannot plan for things easily. It's affecting your function. You're feeling stressed. You're not able to sleep. You're feeling down in the dumps all the time, or not enjoying things that used to give you pleasure. Feeling helpless, hopeless, worthless. Any of these things, if you experience for weeks at a time, time for you to get advice from your medical provider.
Okay. And Dr. Chavetti, where are you located? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am in Dallas. I run the Center for Depression Research and Clinical Care. And my work is related to identifying early depression in primary care, pediatric practice, in OBGYN practice, improving measurements and getting people to full recovery. So therefore, how best to be precisely match patients with the right treatment is the kind of work that I do.
Okay. And what are the most popular treatments right now? Have you ever heard of ketamine?
Absolutely. So there are
ketamine.
So as you know, for the last 30 years, most of the treatments were working with through the serotonin or norepinephrine system, like Prozac, Zoloft, etc. And then we had psychotherapy and ECT. In the last 5 years and 10 years now, increasingly new treatments like ketamine, and then there is esketamine, which is a nasal spray. They work through a different neurochemical system in the brain called the glutamate system, or the NMDA receptor system. So it's different from the serotonin and norepinephrine. And so ketamine, esketamine have been shown to be very efficacious. They are available by prescription from your doc. There is also a new treatment for postpartum depression that is for postpartum depression. So there is a lot of medication options also opening up. But the digital therapeutics option can be added to any of these treatments.
Ah, okay. Okay, perfect. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of things that people can really do and reach out. And this is, I just think it's always a great time to talk about this. And of course, you know, really taking that step, and a lot of times people don't know they need their own help. So I really just urge my listeners right now, even if you have a family member or you have a friend or even a neighbor that you start to see never come out of their home, what could they do to help them?
I think that be a sympathetic listener, be firm and supportive, not aggressive, but firm enough to say, I see that this is a problem. I see your behavior has changed. You may want to go, or let me take you to a doctor so that you can get advice and consultation. Do not be in the position of advising what treatment to take. Make them connect with their doctor.
That's great. Just be the guide that helps them in the support. So I love that. Dr. Chavetti, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, how do our listeners find out more about treatments and, of course, more about you?
So I am at UT Southwestern, so they can connect me with my email address, my first name dot last name at utsouthwestern.edu.
Perfect. Thank you again. Happy holidays, and thanks for getting the message out there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, I am so excited that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is Amber McMillan. She is a certified personal trainer. And you're actually back in Michigan, correct?
I started there, but that was many years ago. So I'm now in Minneapolis and overseeing all of our digital and training and lifetime weight loss programs.
Oh, I love it. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. No, I've been a lifetime for about 15 years, and obviously this is my passion, and we live and breathe this every day. So the new year is an exciting time for us here, but I have to say, it is definitely the time when we know there's a lot of mindset around New Year and setting goals, but we definitely see after a few months that motivation can start to dwindle pretty fast. So we like to gear up and get as much advice and support and open up, you know, our expertise to as many people as possible, because we know now more than ever, especially through this pandemic, more and more people just need help. And that's what we're here to do, is just try to get you healthier.
I love that, Amber. And so what health and fitness trends have you seen gain popularity over this last year with being home and really just kind of being on our own? You know, I mean, I guess digital is like the new hot thing, correct?
Yeah, you know, it's what we're calling hybrid or omnichannel fitness and wellness. You know, there are opportunities now for a lot of us to get back into the in-person. For those that are coming into a Lifetime, they're excited to be back and see, have the human connection and see familiar faces. And that really is just like that second home, right? That I can go and immerse myself. But what we realized during the pandemic, and you mentioned about being home and digital, is that we needed to create experiences that were just as engaging as our clubs, but virtually. So it really challenged us and a lot of companies to think about more immersive, connected experiences, so that it's not just that workout that you look up that you hope that maybe you'll be motivated to do. You still need some motivation, right? So Lifetime set up a platform, a digital platform, and we have been able to create virtual experiences of a lot of the favorite things that our members love to do in our facilities, like live streaming group fitness classes and creating virtual training. So if you are one just starting your journey and you need that extra support on what do? I don't know where to start. I need a plan and I need some help. You can now get our expertise, our trainers, through the app via video. So if you still want to stay home, you still want to be home or you can't come in, you now can access them via our app and have someone there, a human, you know, expert that's going to coach you and guide you, maybe during your session or just give you workouts to follow, but you have access to them to chat, to ask questions. What do I buy at the grocery store? You name it. So when we say digital,
I love it.
Yep. Yeah. So when we say digital, and you mentioned it, I'm on my own. We actually know that we can do a lot more for you if you're not on your own. So we're there to try to help you and be as connected to you as possible. That's really our mission.
So Amber, where do my listeners go to find out more about this and to be able to sign up?
Yeah. So you can visit our website, lifetime.life, and that's all the information on there. Or you can go to the Apple App Store and download the Lifetime app and get tons of information and a look at all the kind of programs that we offer through our app.
I love it. Amber, thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, to our listeners, go be your best you. That's what life is all about. So again, Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Happy New Year.
All right. Happy New Year. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Barbara Nivens. And we're going to talk about her new movie, Sweet Revenge. It's a Hannah Swenson's mystery. And we're going to find out a little bit about that. That's all on Hallmark. So again, stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine
Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much to all of our sponsors and, of course, to all of our guests. And again, I am so excited that you have tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is Barbara Nivens. And Barbara, are you there?
I am here. I'm listening to you. And how wonderful to meet a kindred spirit.
Thank you so much. And I'm excited to hear about you and, of course, your new movie that's coming out on Sunday.
The new movie is called Hannah Swinton and Mysteries, and this one is called Sweet Revenge.
I love the name, Sweet Revenge.
Yes.
It's like a bitter and sweet, just, right?
Absolutely, and I play Allison Sweeney's mom in this. It's a reunion of and a continuation of a series called Murder, She Baked that we did for several years on Hallmark movie, The Mysteries. And then it went away for a while. And Allison is such a brilliant role model for all of us because she finally decided that she would buy the book options herself and bring it back. And she's executive producing. Her fingerprints are on every single bit of this. And it's actually our favorite role that I think that I've ever played. It's comedy. And she's Cameron Matheson is back. Gabriel Hogan is back. Fans are going to be in for a treat, hopefully.
I love
it. We're
just
really excited about it.
Don't wreck it, but give us a little bit of a sneak preview.
I play Dolores, Hannah's mother, and Hannah owns a bakery. She's very pragmatic and smart, a great little businesswoman, and she has a real nose for somehow attracting murder and then solving the mysteries, which is because Hannah Swinton Mysteries is one of the series that is on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. It always just ruins Dolores' day because, and one of her favorite lines is, "Oh, Hannah, you found another dead body." So we have that real Abbott and Costello, that real fun chemistry Allie and I do. And then, of course, she is now engaged in this one with Cameron Matheson, who plays Mike. And Dolores has always been Team Norman because he's a dentist and she thinks he would be nice and safe because you always want your children and your daughters especially to land in a safe place, follow their dreams. And I wanted to say to you that I think you are such a kindred spirit for me. You are just reading your bio through and
how you want
to promote positive talk radio. And
we need that more in our lives
Yes, we do. And we need our women friends.
To the
point where I read that one of your favorite quotes is that many hands make light work.
And
that happens to be my best friend's mother lives in Australia, and they're Lebanese. And that is her mom's favorite quote. So
we are all connected,
especially as mothers.
Absolutely. Yeah, it came from, I'll tell you, it's funny how it came. I have four children. I always say I never ask anybody, even in business, anywhere, in every event that I'm at, I never ask you to do something I wouldn't do myself. So when the kids would get up, they'd be like, he could do it or she could do it. I'm like, oh, no. Many hands make little work. We all get up and then it gets done fast and everybody's involved, right? And that's
Absolutely.
I even did that with my women's group. And I think that we're all better together. So
we are all better together. I do that. I do that very thing that you just said about your kids. I now have three grandkids. My daughter's all grown up, Jessica. They have three grandkids, Solstice and Wolfie. He's going to be turning three, and then River is 10. And that's what we do when they're over here at Mimi's house, because I'm Mimi. We clean up the living room or do whatever, and then we get up and they get to put whatever music they want on Alexa, and then we do a family dance together. And the littlest one is probably the best dancer. He so gets into it. But again, it's that whole thing about you are together, and together you can do better than you can on your own.
Oh, yes. And I'm blessed to have four grandchildren, yeah. too. And
you
I
do.
Know they are like, oh, my gosh. I've got twins, 6-year-olds, and then a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old little granddaughter who's like got the apple in my eye. But they all have my apple. So,
yep.
So
they're about the same age as mine. Yes. And isn't it nice to be, what do they call you? Do they call you Mimi or they call you Grandma?
They call me Nana.
Nana.
So, and it was only because my mom, I love Mimi. I don't know why, but they call me Nana. So.
Yeah, I love Nana too.
Thank you. Barbara, where are you located?
I'm located in Los Angeles, and I live exactly 3 miles from my daughter and her family.
Oh.
So we have a lot of Mimi dates.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, tell our listeners, what other things have you done? Because I know that you've been doing this for a while. And
yeah, well, I've been living my dream, honestly, for about 35 years now in acting. I didn't start acting until I was almost 30. I knew I wanted to be an actress since I was 5 years old. But I put all those dreams on hold until my 10-year high school reunion came out, and you know how they send out something saying, who did you marry? How many kids did you have? Where do you live? Well, the last question on mine was, have you achieved all you thought you would in your life by now?
Ooh, you just gave me chills. I love that. Yes.
And that it hit me like a ton of bricks that, no, I got married. I had a baby. I did all those things that were everybody else's dream of me, and I love doing it, but this whole acting thing was still... And I was living in Portland, Oregon. I had no role models or anything, but I just put my dream into action that very day. I took a step towards it. And that's why I do motivational speaking now, because if I can make a crazy dream happen, anybody can do anything. And you just have to take a step for it. Every moment is another choice to go towards your dream or away from it. And the most important thing to do is take steps toward it. And don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle, because you can make anything happen, and you will teach your children how to go after their own dreams and not just settle in their life.
Very, very nice. And give us one step. What's one step that our listeners, in a time that we're all so kind of confused and nervous about the way life is, but at least one thing that they can follow their dreams, because that's so important.
Think about... What would your future self say thank you for? So during this pandemic, I know it's hard. We've been isolated. We've been depressed. Mm-hmm. We've been, maybe watching too much TV, maybe drinking too much wine. I know I had a lot of wine. But I also decided that I'm going to be in better shape than I was when I started out. That includes mental, spiritual, and physical. So I hired a trainer. I started walking, and I had a Fitbit watch that broke, and then I got an Apple Watch now. So I make sure I get 10,000 steps every day. Even when I'm on location, I run a treadmill. And I work out by trainer on Zoom, so we don't have to be together, with COVID. But it is perfect. I work out with resistance bands, and I literally am in the best shape that I've been in probably 20 years. So I wanted to come out.
Good for you.
And people need to prepare themselves. But this is not going to last forever. And how do you want to be on the other side? It's going to give you a mental and physical edge to just really jump into it and leap for joy into your next adventure.
I love it. Barbara Nivens, I would love to have you back. And please, will you connect with me on all my socials? And again,
I will.
Download our podcast, too, so that you can share our show with everyone.
And let me just put in a plug for the movie, please.
Please, absolutely. We want everybody
to see it. I have been so blessed the last, 10 years. My main employer has been Hallmark Channel and Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, because it's so aligned with how you believe and how I believe, with that family is the heart, and the together that we are stronger.
And so I have, this movie is airing this Sunday night, August 8th at 8 p.m., but check your local listing on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. It's one of the novels by Joanne Fluke, and out of everything I've ever done, people ask, when is another Murder, She Baked coming? Well, since Allison now has bought it out now and owns the rights
to the book. Well, all right. We will be tuning in
Hannah
Sunday. And Barbara, please share our show with everybody. And thank you so much for what you're doing. I love it.
Thank
Stay
you
well.
So much.
Stay healthy.
God bless.
All right. Take
you
care.
Too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We are, that was really nice. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I think, Tom, do we have Jill on?
Yes, we do.
Oh, good. I am really excited to introduce Jill. And we have a packed show today. I love when I get great people. And Jill Jason is a corporate communication coach and a strategist, as well as an award-winning stockbroker. How do you put those two together? That sounds amazing. She's also an award-winning playwright, director, producer, TV, actor, and a motivational speaker. And Jill not only talks the talk, she walks the walk. And Jill, are you there? We still don't know how we exactly got together, but I think all the right people show up on my show. So again, Jill, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Kim. I'm so excited.
Yeah, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, you know, you basically summed it up. I had all of these random dots in my career path, and I never intended on being a stockbroker. I never intended on being on TV. I was going to go into public relations. I never thought I was going to be a founding producer of two theater companies and be writing my ninth musical or direct and put, you know, I've put people on Broadway, on television, film. I never intended on doing anything that I've done. However,
why not? First of all, can I ask you, why not? We were just talking to another actress just before you. And you know what? So many of us put our dreams on hold. Why would you not? Because look where you are and how amazing you are.
Yes, yes. Because I always say, I always use a metaphor that we have life. You know, our life is like an open canvas. And we get to take a paintbrush and paint. So if you're open to opportunities, you know, because what did John Lennon say? Life is what happens while you're planning other things, right?
That's so true.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So if you allow life to happen, then all of a sudden, and then you realize that it happens for a reason, because these random dots have allowed me to create an award-winning breakthrough approach when it comes to public speaking and communicating.
Right. And so why is public speaking still one of the number one fears? Because it's so funny, you know, being a radio host, I never in my life dreamed that I would be doing this. And it kind of, I like I say, all the right people, all the right things show up. And it was like, okay, I'm, you know, and I pretty much trained. Somebody was asking me at an event yesterday that they were asking me, did you have a mentor? Did you train under somebody? I didn't. I like trained myself. Did you have a mentor or did you train under somebody?
No, I trained myself as well. And
isn't that weird to hear that?
You mean part, excuse me?
Go ahead. I it's kind of funny that we both did that.
Well, yeah. I mean, my major in college was speech, communications, and theater.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're in a situation, as you just said, you're all of a sudden you're hosting a radio show. Yes.
Right,
well, all
right.
of a sudden I was on Wall Street without ever having taken a business course. And I became an award-winning stockbroker, having opened the most accounts throughout the entire country with everyone who started with me, the brokers throughout the country at Lehman Brothers. And it was a $10,000 minimum. And I always say to people, if you can connect and captivate in a confident, authentic way, that directly correlates with your success.
Oh, directly, you know what? Okay, so, Jill, basically what I just heard you say, and this is kind of, you know, what I'm teaching right now, is your message, okay, is really sharing your message, but being so authentic that you don't have to sell your business. You have to just share your business. Is that correct?
Yes, but there is both an art and science mm-hmm. in terms of how you do it. Mm-hmm. And this is where my breakthrough approach comes in, because public speaking is still the number one fear. And
right.
I can tap into that a little bit if you'd like me to, because
please.
I've got some like good news that's going to begin to transform your listeners. And I've got
yeah.
some great news, and I've got some not so great news. So the not so great news, let's get that out of the way, because it's what we were talking about. Public speaking
sure.
still the number one fear. And
right.
the reason why, part of the reason why, is that all of the blogs and the experts and the books, they talk about fear and how to get rid of your fear. And the more you talk about it, the more you enable it, and the faster it grows. Okay? So let's move on to the good news. The good news is the reason why many of you would rather quit your job than speak in front of, let's say, 300 people. And I've had CEOs call me up with those words saying that to me. Now, this is the good news. It has absolutely nothing to do with you and everything to do with the fact that you've been mistaught. And if you're a high achiever, you know on a conscious or subconscious level that you don't have what it takes to hit it out of the ballpark and win that speech. And you know something? I can't blame you, because if I didn't think I could reach my highest levels, I wouldn't want to do it either. All right, so that brings me to the great news. And the great news is, again, I've created this award-winning approach that will transform you, because it's been the same old ways that we've been mistaught. And you do the same thing, you get the same result. Nothing has
right.
changed.
Right. So what is it?
I can go into, like, there's so much to talk about, and I know that the time is just going to fly. So I can go into, you know, very briefly my approach, but then what I would love to do is go into the biggest blunders, like a few of the biggest ways that we have been mistaught and what to do instead.
Sure. So let's start with the positive. Let's always start with the positive.
Okay. So this is the thing. What I do, my approach is I take you through, I want you to master your power. I want you to master the power of public speaking. So three components. You master your message, you master your delivery, and you master the room, which is your audience. You know, you could be in front
right.
of a camera, in the boardroom, or behind a podium, whatever it is. I want to take you all the way up to mastery. And that's where my random dots, that's where they come into play, because there's a science and an art to this. So just very quickly, when you master your message, the art is, and I'm an award-winning playwright, so the art is I teach you how to write a compelling story that builds momentum, okay,
mm-hmm.
every step of the way. And the science is, as an NLP practitioner, that's neuro-linguistic programming, how the brain interprets language is essentially what Tony Robbins uses when he transforms. The science to mastering your message is that there's a way to strategically select words and phrases that are going to maximize your connectivity with the audience. Okay, so that's mastering your message. Mastering your delivery, as an award-winning director, I know how to take you all the way up to the art of being rehearsed, but appearing to be extemporaneous and effortless and organic.
Okay.
Okay, and the science is, which is very interesting, how do you memorize? How can your brain memorize efficiently? And that's where I've created something called a memory map. And it's different for everyone.
Okay.
And you can do an hour, 2 hour long speech based on a small index card, your memory map. And it's beautiful. And it works.
Wow.
It works. Oh. All of this works. It is a wow. And again, none of this has ever been done before. Now,
mm-hmm.
step
that's
three,
incredible.
Mastering the room, right? The art is, it's how to transform your nervous energy into this captivating, charismatic energy.
Mm-hmm.
And connect with everyone. There's an art to that. And
yes, there is an art to that.
A bad
yeah.
word.
And what?
Nervous is not, everybody says, oh, don't be nervous, don't be nervous.
Right.
Wrong.
You want that energy.
So I have a whole
Absolutely.
Theory about that.
Yeah, I love it. Okay.
Okay. And then the science to mastering the room is that you need to know how to manipulate the mechanics, the teleprompter, the confidence monitor, whatever you're given, so that it doesn't look like you're using it. And I cannot tell you how many clients I've worked with where the technicians are setting it up at the wrong angles. There's a way to do it and deliver so that it doesn't look like you're using it. And again, that's lifting you up to the absolutely highest levels. So there you go. So that's my three-step process. And I integrate your strengths throughout the entire process. So everything's very customized. Very strategic.
Yes? Well, I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking with Bill Jason. And again, we're talking about really speaking, publicly speaking, and some of the approaches that you actually teach, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, so, I don't want to inform, I want to transform. That's what I do.
Transform. Okay. And talk to us, when you say transform, what does that mean to you?
It means that I'm going to help you go from, let's say, phobic to fearless, from wanting to quit your job to then just being, wow, I am ready. I have it. You know, going from mediocre to masterful. Like, you might think you're doing a great job, but I promise you I can take you to higher levels. That's a transformation. And I transform from the inside out. So one of my strengths is that I see the strengths in others, and our society focuses on weaknesses. I mean, I do corporate workshops, you know, name three of your strengths. They look at me, I swear, executives, we're in a circle. They look at me like I'm speaking a foreign language, and mm-hmm. they either don't want to own it, they don't know what three of their strengths are, they feel uncomfortable talking about it. But then I go around the same room, and I say, name one of your weaknesses, and I'll come 5 in 10 seconds. So what's the problem with that? You know, the key to life, and I'm going to tell this to everyone, know what your strengths are. Spend 95% of your time making them stronger. Forget about the books of Barnes & Noble that say turn your weaknesses into strengths. That's not going to happen. If you just focus on your weaknesses, you're going to be mediocre at best, and you're going to be neglecting your God-given strengths and your passions, which really, that's what's going to propel you. That's what's
right.
going to propel you.
Right.
So I know. So interesting, right? So when I transform from the inside out. So my strengths is seeing the strengths in others that they don't even know exist within themselves. So I bring those strengths to a conscious level, add it to the strengths they already have, and then integrate all of their strengths with what they're trying to accomplish. And they're a force to be reckoned with. That's what ends up happening. And people can't believe it until it happens to them. You know,
right.
And it's just beautiful for me to witness this.
And Jill, so, is that what you call the best approach to win at the public
speaking? The best approach is an acronym I created to attain a goal. In this case, it would be, you know, public speaking, how to win big at public speaking. The B stands, you need all four components. And the B stands for the belief in yourself. And also the belief in what you're talking about and the belief that you're the one to communicate it, okay?
Okay.
The E stands for the effort and the energy. Because you can believe all you want, but if you're not prepared and you're not researched and you're not rehearsed, it's not happening, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The S are your strengths, and we just talked about that. You need to know your strengths. I could have all the belief in the world and put all the energy and effort into the fact that I want to sing at the Metropolitan Opera. If I don't have a good voice, it's not happening.
Right, exactly.
You know? To know what your strengths are and make them stronger. And the T is something that many corporations and individuals are lacking, and they don't even realize they're lacking. The tactics and the strategy to get you there. Okay,
I love it.
And what happens
Very cool.
is if you don't have the tactics and the strategy, what do? You start questioning your strengths. You start, your effort and energy starts to diminish. And your belief does as well. So you need all four components. You need the B, the E, the S, the T to attain your goal in a big way. So now, do I have time to go into any of the ways we've been mistaught and what to do instead?
No, but we have to have you back because this is so much information. I understand that you want to share a gift with our listeners, right? Can you share that?
Yes, I do. Okay, so I don't know if you're able to, are you able to have my website on there, how they can connect with me, or should I be saying that over the
phone? Yeah, you will actually be in our, you will be in our newsletter, so just tell them what
it
is.
Okay, perfect.
And then, perfect.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer your listeners, and figure like the first 15 listeners to contact me, because this is, I'm going to offer them a free strategy call, which is going to begin their transformation. It will take anywhere from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. So if you're interested, if you're sparked, you know, they can, maybe I can tell them how to get to me now, or, you know,
I don't know. About your website right now.
So, I mean, my website is long. It's Jason Communications, J-A-Y-S-E-N,
communications.com.
But, excuse me?
Go ahead. You can give out your phone number.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Your phone number. Do you want to give out your phone number?
No. What I want to do, because if they're driving or something, I took out another, I have another email that's easier to remember.
Okay.
You can contact me at
info@winthespeech.com. Okay. Perfect.
Info@winthespeech.com, and they should put your name, your show, in the subject matter.
You got it. All right, Jill, pleasure. I am so excited to get to know you.
Oh, Kim,
and thank you
where
so
did
much.
The time go?
You got it. All right, please share our show with everybody and download my podcast.
Absolutely, and cheers to transforming.
You got it. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day, and have a great day, everyone.
Bye. You too. Thank you, Jill. All right, we're going to move right on over to our guest, and we've got Katrina Wetter Wright. And, of course, the first 30 days, a challenge to change your mind, revolutionize your eternal destiny. Katrina, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
How are you?
I am wonderful today. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and, of course, your book.
I am from a small town in Indiana, and I'm actually a school teacher by trade. So I don't know. I love writing. That's what I do to kind of de-stress and to, you know, try to bring myself back. So if it's a stressful day, I sit down and write. So that's really kind of my outlet. And that's Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am.
No, that's okay. So you're saying, so let's say we start our day, I always start my day in a positive way, and life happens, right? And so you sit down and you kind of try to detract anything that's negative happening, correct?
Absolutely. I am a firm believer, and you really have to center yourself. For me, you know, personally, that's, you know, writing and with God. So that's kind of how I bring back, especially at the end of the day. You know, the beginning of the day for a lot of people, especially if you're like me, is very easy. You get up, you do your routine, you get everything going, and it's the end of the day, you know, where, you know, you've dealt with people, life happens, work happens, that you really need that de-stressor.
Right. And so walk us through what we're going to find in your book that can help us.
Well, my book is kind of all-encompassing. I've led a very I don't know how to say it nicely. You know, I've had a lot of challenges in my life. And,
I see that, and I'm sorry that you have, but I always say it takes you to your next journey in life, right?
Amen. And you know, and I would not go back and change any of those challenges. And I think that's where this book was born from. You know, I think a lot of people, they face these challenges. And when they face them, you know, they wonder, well, why is this happening to me? And, oh, you know, they start to internalize and feel sorry for themselves.
Right.
And when you look at the world as a whole, you see, you know, you're not the only one going through these challenges and through these hard times. And through this book, I walk people through the challenges that I have personally faced and how I reconciled those challenges with my faith and with, you know, the people around me.
Right. And just to share a few of them, you know, you were molested, correct? And I'm hoping that that's something that you have it right here, so I know you want to talk about that. How did you get through that?
It took a long time. You know, I was mm-hmm. molested when I was very young. Mm-hmm. And it took a long time for me to really come to terms with what had happened to me. And mm-hmm. I was facing these men. They were related to me. And I come to the realization that I had to make a choice. Mm-hmm. I could either be in fear, I could hate them, I could, you know, want revenge, or I could give it over to God and I could be done.
Right.
So
right.
At that point, you know, I decided I'm done. You know, they have to deal with their own demons. I'm not
right.
gonna let their demons control me anymore.
Right. And Katrina, it sounds like you made yourself number one.
Absolutely. And I think oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think that's really what sometimes we have, you know, as, you know, a mom and a daughter, and we don't put ourselves first. And when we're in a hurtful situation, there's nothing else we can do but to put ourselves first, because then you don't look at, because these were relatives of you, you feel selfish. You feel there's so many, you know, other feelings that are going on, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know,
yeah.
I think the one thing that I have learned in the last 5 years is that we have to carve out time for ourselves. We have to carve out time to, you know, reflect on the things that happen and not dwell on them, because there's a difference between dwelling on something and reflecting, you know, but we have to take the time to, like you said, to put ourselves, pardon me, to put ourselves first, even if it's just for a moment.
Right,
we need
right.
that recenter and reset.
Right. And now you also had another tragedy. Your husband died of cancer at a really young age. Tell us how you dealt with that.
That one was a little harder. My, like you said, he died of cancer. But it was very unexpected. Not the cancer, but when he passed away, he actually... the radiation and the chemo caused an aneurysm.
Mm.
So his death was very sudden, and it was very life-altering and changing, because I was in there and I witnessed everything. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and at first I was bitter. I went through all the stages of grief. I was bitter. I was angry. I was mad at everyone. If you had a husband, I was mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Just irrational thoughts. And, you know, at first I let that consume me. And then I got to a point where I wanted to kill myself. I wanted to take my own life.
Mm.
And I heard my little boy, who was 2 at the time when his father passed away. We had just had his second birthday party. And I heard him crying in the other room in a nap where he should have been asleep. And
mm-hmm.
it hit me. You know, I have to make changes in my life, because it
mm-hmm.
all comes down to choices. Every
right.
one of us, whether, you know, whether we... you know, are addicted to drugs, because during that time, you know, I drank way too much, because I thought if I drank and if I took Xanax, if I dealt with it in that kind of way, that I would be okay, you know. But I hit that point where I knew I had a choice. I could either
right.
continue down
right.
that
so
path.
Katrina, talk to us about your 30-day challenge, okay, and that's what we're going to read in your book, correct? What is
yes,
the
ma'am.
Very first thing that we need to know and we need to do?
I think it's a lifestyle change. I think
okay.
that in this book, you have to realize that you're not going to sit down for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days and change the way that you think. You have to.
It's a very lot. It's like one step at a time, right?
Absolutely. One step at a time, one moment at a time. Sometimes it's, you know, 1 second at a time. And in that book, you know, we discuss that, you know, you have to make these choices. You know, it
right.
you might have to put yourself first. You might have to, you know, walk through something. But if you continue to make those steps, then it all comes together.
I love it. I love it. Where do we find your book, Katrina?
You can find my book on Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, reflectionsofabeliever.org, and you can find it on there.
I love it. Well, best of luck to you. I'm so glad that you found a way to reach yourself and to help yourself, and now you're helping so many other people. Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast so you can share your interview with everyone. And again, thank you so much for sharing The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano
Show. Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you, Katrina. Stay well. And my last guest, we have Kia Malone, and, of course, she's teaming up with Dick's Sports Goods to help viewers score some cool parent points for back to school. So we're going to talk with Kia. And, again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. This is something I'm excited to get back to normal and for all of our listeners and our families. And so Kia Malone is who we're talking to. And you are actually a familiar face in the media landscape, correct?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, tell us. I know.
I'm like, hey.
Like, yes, I am. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
So host of The Daily Buzz, lifestyle guru, but most importantly, mom of two. So I certainly understand this time of year when you're just trying to make sure the kiddos get back to school all in one piece and maintain your sanity, right?
You got it. I've got four. So, yes, I remember that. And you know, it is so exciting, that first day with the new outfit, the new backpack, and all that stuff. So talk to us. I know that's a little bit about what you're going to be talking about, because everybody wants to go in style, and they kind of want to, like, it just makes, I'm like all about look good, feel good, do good. And so I love that.
No, you're right. You're right. And I mean, after the year that we've had, I mean, we could definitely use some, a sense of normalcy and stability. And, you know, for a lot of kids, back to school supplies and clothes are the things that just get them excited to start school and excited to get back in the classroom and learn. And, you know, a lot of kids are going back to school in person. So making sure that they have those stylish clothes and accessories can really help them walk back into the classroom with confidence. So, you know, that's what we want to talk about, right?
Yes. I love that. It is about confidence. And let me ask, I mean, you know what, this is such a great topic, because even with all of us getting back into, you know, networking or groups and all that stuff, we want to feel good. And sometimes we just need that little bit of edge. So I love that. What is in style for our kids right now? Speaking of style.
Yeah, and let me tell you, you remember, you know, the excitement of that first day of school outfit. I used to lay mine out and be, you know, out for 2 weeks, and I'd just look at it and go, yes, you know, here's the countdown.
Me too.
Right?
Me too.
And just remember how good we felt. Well, let me tell you, Dick's has all of the top trends this year that'll have everybody looking and feeling fresh and all of that. Nike and Adidas has some great graphic tees to choose from that are super, super cool for that day one look, but then also you can, you know, layer them up and really make a statement. When it gets cooler outside, don't forget about the perfect outerwear. Don't forget there's North Face here, Carhartt, Free People, because you want to be warm, but you also want to be looking good too for those Friday night football games. No outfit is complete without, you know, the perfect pair of shoes. Doc Martens, anything Doc Martens is perfect right
Doc
now.
Doc Martens,
mm-hmm.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that name in a long time. I used to have Doc Martens. I love that.
Girl, wow. Pull them out again. Let me tell you, they're perfect.
I know, isn't that funny? Yeah, you know, life kind of has one big circle. And, you know, it's funny because if you're one of those people that keeps throwing things away or gifting them to somebody, sometimes you're going to need them again. So it's some of these really, like, you know, just the basics you need to keep, right?
Right. No, you're right. So pull out your Doc Martens again. You'll be right on trend. But then not only that, Nike Air Force Ones. They're classic, yes, but they're still super popular with the kiddos. And the Van slip-ons. You can't go wrong with that. It's just everybody wants those comfortable, trendy Vans to kick around in. But, you know, if you, you know, have your perfect outfit, your perfect shoes. You can't forget about the accessories. You had mentioned it. Backpacks really make a statement. Hats, socks, stickers. You don't want to forget about any of those things. And you want to have a water bottle this year. You want to make
Absolutely.
Sure you have a hydro
yes.
flask.
You know, that's a big, yes, always have your water. Keep hydrated. That's a great one, yeah, because I've got two little grandchildren, and I know that they always have their water and their little backpack. Now, is it still the ones on your back, or are they carrying them?
They're both. It just depends on the child, I think, because, you know, I see some attached to the backpack, and then other people like to have theirs, or even you can, some backpacks have that side pocket, which makes it perfect. You can just put your water bottle right there in that side pocket, so you never have to worry about, you know, holding it in your hand or losing it. So there's so many different
right.
styles and selection to choose from. You just can't go wrong with anything here.
Kia, how old are your children? I know you have two children, right?
I have teenagers. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got teenagers.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't go buy their stuff anymore.
But you know what?
So,
they
good.
Love it. They love it because all of the styles and the trends that they are asking for, they're found right here. So, it's perfect because I like to reduce all stress, and I will go online and I'll say, hey, help me look through here. Do you like this? You want that? And they say, yes, yes, yes. And then I buy it online and then I just pick it up in the store. That way I don't have to drag them with me to go back to school shopping. I don't have any arguments to deal with. I don't like that. They have already picked it
right.
out and I can purchase it and then we can, you know, go to the beach. And finish, enjoying
it.
The
go
summer.
Go to the beach.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. You got it. Give them a catalog, give them a computer, and we're golden. Kia, how do we find out more about what we talked about today? Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Oh, yeah. For more information, go to Dick's.com. You can even visit your local Dick's Sporting Goods store.
You got it. All right. Well, have a really great rest of your day. And, of course, back to school is what we've been talking about. And so many great things and so many ways to make it easy for you and your children and, of course, Kia Malone. Thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I always end my show with a moment of happiness, and your hardest times often lead you to the greatest moments. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'll talk to you next week.